advice. If I put in the work, I expect the price. All right.
They don't need me.
We are back with episode 2 of our brand new show. That's pretty good. We're going places. Meaningful discussions.
Intellectuals from different fields, masters of their respective crafts, diagnose the enigma of society as they bond, grow, and laugh through the prescription of meaningful discussion.
Episode 2.
First episode went pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Last week was actually pretty nice. This week, we ain't gonna be so long-winded on breaking down stuff. But as you see, it looks a little different. Or if you don't see, it looks a little different, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We got our lanyards because the head doctor finally gave us our actual degree. So we finally got our actual MD title, you know what I'm saying? So this is MD Avenue. Or Avenue MD. Oh, what? How's it? That's how you can tell. Like,
you gotta say
doctor.
Your
name. That's how you can tell. Like, your actual doctor. Because I don't even know which way it goes. Like,
yeah,
I
say your name, then. Title.
Okay, so I have Avenue MD.
And I am Shaq Daddy, PhD.
So you're just gonna add some extra shit? Nigga, it's called Meaningful Discussions, not Plentiful Hazardous Decisions.
I'm a PhD.
PhD. Okay, cool. All right.
Psychological doctor.
Oh. I mean, I got a psychology degree and stuff
Ahead.
Mm-hmm. I should have said that part. But yeah. I mean, we actually did go to school. So it's all jokes aside. I did go to school. I went to school for real. I know I sound stupid right now, but it's because this stuff. Fucking old man juice that we sipping on.
Call him a liquor old man juice. That's all
right. Yes, it is. Oh, that's why I'm sweating. Like, I'm perspiring.
First of all.
Anyway, like I say, what we talking about today on episode 2?
I believe.
Government. We're talking about the government, right?
Yeah. The government. The government poisoning us.
Is the government poisoning us in all
sincerity.
But that don't make any sense. You would say sincerity about something you should be, right? Yeah. Am I tripping?
No, you're not tripping.
I wouldn't say that in that case. Anyway. Right. God, you're just fucking up left and right.
It's all right.
Anyway, it's cool. This is episode 2. You know what I'm saying? Medical doctors. I mean, meaningful discussion doctors and stuff. Anyway, it's the government poisoning us. Let's be serious.
Okay.
And this came from multitude of things.
Yeah,
because I've, you know, we be on our woke journeys and we be watching certain things and pay attention to certain things, and I might share something with him, he might send something back to me in a DM or whatever, and a lot of this shit really will freak you the fuck out because I don't know what to eat,
right.
I don't know what to drink, I don't know what it's to think, nervous. I don't know what to listen to, like everything is poison.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? The music is poison. I mean, they talking about the hurts. I mean, imagine being so evil to the point that you can't even let a motherfucker enjoy a good tune.
Right.
You done doctor up the hurts.
Mm-mm.
The fucking frequency. Like, what kind of nerd, evil, mad scientist shit is that? Oh, I'm going to tune all this music to make their bodies feel like shit when they listen to it. Like, who is coming up with this shit?
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. When I learned about frequencies and how different things can, you know, persuade someone to do things or whatever, it was a very interesting topic. And then testing it was the more so, you know, insightful part of it all. Because getting to understand that, yes, if you, you know, certain things that happen, if you can get to that frequency, it will cause you to use a bathroom on yourself, you know, that type of thing. It's a very interesting topic, and I want to say that although I do not know the whole ins and outs of how it all works and how many different tones can do things, but the ones that I've discovered are definitely interesting.
Listen, there's a tone for balance. There's a healing tone that can heal your body from any kind of anything. Mm. Of course, it's something that you have to practice, you have to do over time. But this is what the monks do. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I don't know if you noticed on the prior episode, I had this little thing the wrapped around me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're Buddha beads. Because I've been studying, you know, Buddhism to a certain extent. Now, the thing that people don't understand about Buddhism is that Buddhism is not like a religion. It's really a way of life. So you can be a Christian and be a Buddhist. You can be a Muslim and be a Buddhist. You can be, you know, you can rep different sets and still rep the, you know, the big B, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because it's really just about wisdom and basically just getting yourself to your main chi, trying to get yourself to your heaven, you know what I'm saying? Being in control, the hell that's in you, being in control, the heaven is in you. Mm. So when it comes down to like what you're saying, when it comes down to certain things like that, I don't know, I've learned how to kind of, I ain't gonna say master certain things, but I can operate through at least probably about three or four chakras. You know what I'm saying? Like literally I could operate completely through three or four of my chakras out of what, seven? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I know I can literally operate for effect.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But that, like I say, it all comes with the meditation and sitting there and trying to concentrate and focusing on one particular thing. But when it comes down to the frequencies, there's a tone for everything, and the person that actually studied it the most was Nikola Tesla. I think I have a chart. I got a chart I can share with you, not actually share with the audience. But there's a chart that Nikola Tesla actually made, and it shows the different frequencies that you can use for certain things. Mm. And to help people out that think that this is like conspiracy type shit when it comes down to frequencies, understand this. Let's throw out some facts. Your body is 70% water. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. When you play vibrations, mm-hmm. when you play vibrations and you play it over the water, what do you get? You get ripples. Mm-hmm. When the wind blows and you get waves and stuff, those are ripples. That's vibration. That's still frequency.
Right.
No matter how you want to look at it, no matter how you want to slice the pie, that is still frequency. Okay. So when it comes down to that, this is my proof that I have to a lot of people. If your body is 70% water, and certain sounds, if you can hold a cup and you do like that and you can see the ripples in the water do that, imagine what is happening to your body.
Right.
Think about that. That's why the whole episode right now is about is the government poisoning us. Because there are so many things they can do to control us. Like when if we move on from the frequencies and hurts, and we get to, because that goes with music, that goes with television, that goes with everything. And we go from that part, we got what? The clouds.
Right.
We know the difference between a cloud that we've been seeing our whole life and those little long skinny clouds. No, you got
right. that spray in the air.
Yeah. Well, you got to, oh, those are cumulus clouds. Nigga, I know what a cumulus clouds is, okay?
Right.
I know what a cumulus clouds look like, you know. But them long skinny lines is not no damn cumulus cloud. First of all, clouds don't do this. Clouds don't form like this. And make a perfect X.
Right.
What you think them X's is for? Kill these niggas right here. Like, that's every time I see an X in the sky, I be like, oh shit. I'm like, oh God, they got us, Lord. They finna drop some acid on us.
You so damn ignorant.
But I'm just saying, bro, it'd be so obvious. I'd be like, damn, that niggas don't look up. You know what I'm saying? Like, my brother told me, you go get a star in your eye. And then I end up getting a star in my eye. And like, they come from looking up all the time. Like,
I'm just saying, bro.
It's just the shit that we tell each other. You know what I'm saying? The stuff that we tell each other to try to get us to just dumb down what we're doing. Right. I'm like, no, I'm a thinker. I'm always think.
I'm always going to think, bro.
I'm always thinking. And ever since I was a kid, I was like, why is the clouds doing that? Like, what kind of cloud makes an X, mama? Fuck if I know. Like,
okay.
Like, my mama was happy as hell when Google came out, because she was like, oh, shit. That's Google, guys. That's crazy. It's like... Cause I was an ask kid, but I asked all kinds of shit. I still be asking.
We weren't allowed to ask questions, you hear me? Once they had got two questions answered, go on the fuck on, yeah.
I was an asking question ass right. kid, well, I'm telling you. I'll make her forget to whoop my ass. That's why I never got no whippings. I was supposed to get my ass beat like a bunch of times. I started asking a whole bunch of questions, just confusing the fuck out of her. She's like, get away from me, boy.
I fucking say he done jeopardy his way out of an ass whooping.
See, bro, like, bro, I did the same thing in school. Like, I supposed to be suspended for, like, fighting, talking back in class, all kinds of stuff like that. As soon as the damn principal come and have to grab me out of class, like, vice principal, I remember Ms. Cromer, I had to get me one time. By the time we got from third hall, whatever, to the main hall where her office was at, she was ready to send me back to the class because she completely forgot while we were walking together. Shit. I went from not talking, being a fucking mute for a good 6 years of my life to just blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Please.
Shit, y'all should have known I was going to be a host or something. Much as I talk at them.
And that's what somebody else told me.
Yeah. I ain't no snitch, though. I don't talk that much. I don't talk that much.
That's where they talk and stop.
That's going to be episode 4 when we're talking about telling people personal business. Mind your goddamn business. But like I said, man, the frequencies is one thing when it comes down to poison. The clouds is another thing because we I don't care how they want to slice it. We know something that's up with those fucking clouds.
Well, there's something up with a lot of shit.
You know what I'm saying? And then let's not even get on the fucking food, like the children's food, the cereal.
First of all, cereal. I'm tired of all these recalls. What is y'all doing to the food?
But nigga, have you ever read the shit? The fuck is Red 20? You don't give a fuck, man. I'm going to eat the cereal.
I ain't doing no challenge.
I'm talking about, I knew something up. Like, my biggest thing, when I read about something, and then I still go ahead and eat it, because I'd be like, man, fuck this shit. You know, like, at least I use almond milk, you know what I'm saying? Like, at least I use cow titty milk, yeah, damn it. You know what I'm saying? And then I go ahead and eat some shit, and then I take it, you know what I'm saying, or number two, and then the whole fucking shit like a rainbow. I'm like, okay, something wrong. That's
this one's
sick. You got purple shit, and green shit, and yellow shit, and hearts and blue moons, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not doing this with you right now.
It's too late. Show started, goddamn. So, if you got all this shit going on.
Practice episode. Because you done went to doing stand-up. It ain't meaningful now.
It's meaningful. It means something, shit. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, hell. But, yeah. Seriously, though. We trying to keep it light when talking about this topic because it is very, very important for you to understand that the people that control the food supply, they have options of doing things that no one would ever know about until it's too late, which is why recalls happen. Mm-hmm. So be mindful that when you're going through these items that you're eating and stuff like that, if you can't get a straight answer for what's supposed to be in that product, it's probably not for you to eat. And I understand a lot of you are probably going to be like, oh, I've been eating this, I ain't going away with that. Okay, great. But just a warning, can't do nothing but lead you to the water, can't make you drink it, because then I would suffocate you. And then,
and I don't want to ruin people's Thanksgiving, but it's been a recall on collard greens.
Yeah.
It's got listeria in it. So
collard greens might not be the thing to eat this year. Cabbage.
Kale. Kale is good. Kale is good. I mean, it's healthy. You know what I'm saying? I know recall on kale. So if you want to eat your greens, do kale this year. I knew something was up when I tasted my mama's greens. I was like, this tastes weird. And then the commercial came on. Oh, listeria. I said, oh, shit. This shit tastes like listeria. You know how it is when you see some shit and you like you get like you have enough moments and shit.
Don't even know what to say.
It tasted funny. I was like, something wrong with these motherfuckers. I spit all this shit out.
That's there, yeah.
I like, call my mom, what you do to these greens, goddamn? Like, why it tastes like Listeria? Oh, boy. But yeah, so if I'm fucking them collard greens and shit, y'all, leave them shits alone. Do turnips, they do some kale or some shit like that.
Unless you might have grew it in your own yard, then you don't have at it, but.
Well, I don't know, because they might put Listeria in them clouds, my nigga. Them clouds, them X clouds. Or they might make an L cloud. Make an L cloud to try to Listeria. Oh, shit, that Listeria.
Listeria clouds right there.
But, but yeah, like we said, man, it's the government poisoning us, you know what I'm saying? We got the clouds, we got the food recall. Food in general.
Like we said, the media itself.
Yeah, the media.
It repeats the shit that they want you to hear about to distract you from the shit that you should be paying attention to. But that's, once again, another topic for another episode, because that's kind of deep. The shit that y'all listen to over and over again, and y'all get that shit in your head to start believing those words because you've heard them so many times over and over again. Words are powerful, once again, like I said last episode, and the more you hear something, the more you tend to draw to that. So you got to be careful what you listen to.
Be very careful. And I mean, it's so much shit. What we got? We got clouds, got food, you got the music, you got the entertainment, all forms of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the clothing got poisons in it. Everything. I mean, you got to think about it. Cigarettes is legal. That's the actual legal thing. Now, don't get me wrong. We you know what I'm saying? We partake in the tobacco world. But let's just really think about this. When it comes down to is your government poisoning you, that's a... Technically, let's look at it like this. You poisoning yourself.
Right.
That's the answer to
and
all
see,
this.
That's what I wanted to get to by the time we got to the end.
The government not poisoning you. You poisoning yourself because they ain't telling you you got to do it.
Right.
And they giving you warnings. They telling you.
I clearly writing them right on the pack.
Yeah, if you eat a lot of these burgers, you're going to get fat. And what we do?
Hey, they 99 cent today.
Oh, okay. Hey, there's a warning here. You may get cancer if you smoke a lot of these shits.
Yeah, and what we do?
Pack them shit down.
Oh, and I mean, especially you Newport 100 Cadillac motherfuckers.
Don't do that, because I used to be that guy.
I'm glad you ain't no more, though.
I'm glad I'm not either.
First of all, just think about it. Holding a Newport to your face, especially the Cadillacs, it should make you feel a certain kind of way. Them are the hardest cigarettes, for one. And they are long as a motherfucker. Like, you should feel the type of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, something should say in your head, like, damn, am I finna get all the cancer? Like, every last one, like lung cancer, heart cancer, throat cancer, tongue cancer. You know what I'm saying? Because the cigarette be out there long, boy. They have an extended.
I took it as a challenge when I used to smoke. Be like, I'm about to get through this whole cigarette.
Without dying? What was the challenge?
Let's talk about that.
How stressed were you?
Okay, listen. Don't go there, because we'll be done. Took it to a whole nother episode. That's another episode for another time. Like, what? When I tell you about curl up in the fetal, just be waking up. Wake up, stand on the side of the bed, and just fall in the fetal.
Grab this damn new.
Give me a cigarette.
You know, a cigarette too big when you gotta grab that bitch like two. You gotta fit the bitch up like this. And you got a Newport? Yeah, I got you. Here you go.
Man, it's sad when you wake up and then you... Man, sometime before you go to the bathroom, you're looking for that cigarette, brother. It was bad.
I bet, man. And then cigarette shit is totally different. Like, cigarette shit and beer shit is just... It's different, bro. Like, for you cigarette smokers and you beer drinkers... Like, talking about poison. I mean, that That's some toxic. That right there should let you know how much poison is going inside the body. Just like when I was talking about, and I ain't trying to be all nasty and stuff like that, but we adults, you know what I'm saying? We go to the bathroom, let's keep it 100, you know what I'm saying? And we know the different scents from different shits, you know what I'm saying? Let's keep it 100. When you don't have some dairy, you know.
Oh, buddy.
You know. We don't have some cereal you ain't supposed to be eating. They got all them colorfuls and shit and colors and shit like that. And now you got a whole rainbow inside your toilet. You know what I'm saying? Your toilet looking like Buckhead on a Tuesday night. Got that? I'm sorry.
I can't. We're in this episode because you just... I can't.
But like I say, man, is your government poisoning you? And really the answer is we poisoning ourselves, man, because it's warnings out there. It's warnings left and right. And we just keep doing stuff to just be toxic. And we got to understand if we don't want a toxic mind, if we don't want a toxic life, we got to start somewhere. And like I said in the last episode, it's not to judge anybody, it's just to make people think, because this is all about meaningful discussions. Stuff that we're too afraid to talk about. Stuff that we are too scared, you know what I'm saying? Stuff that we think that, oh, if I talk about this, I'm going to hurt this person feeling like. We got to have the conversation. We got to have these conversations. And we can't be afraid to speak on things. And you can't be afraid to ask questions, because a lot of times, you know, I mean, think about it when it comes down to the racial thing. It's a lot of people. I got a lot of white friends that just clueless. Right, just clueless. You know?
All I'm saying is, when it comes down to it, the word that you're probably going to hear from us, or maybe just from me, a multitude of times when you listen to these episodes, is accountability. So, for one, I know some of you might feel some way about what we're saying, but understand, it's not for us to give you our opinion of whatever, what have you, or to condemn anybody, make them feel any way of what they do. Because like we said, some of the stuff we're talking about, we partake in. All we want you guys to do is take accountability and understand that you make choices for yourself. And when you make those choices and they lead you to some direction or whatever, just take accountability. Don't try to blame someone else, because all you're doing is keeping yourself from getting to your greater self.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you guys to remember that. You make the decisions, and when you make those choices, you got to take responsibility and accountability for those choices and not allow those things to be like so heavy on you when they don't turn out the way you want them to. Because things happen the way they're supposed to happen, and it's preparing you for what you said you truly wanted. But you got to wait. It ain't going to come overnight. I promise you it's not.
And let your growth be your growth.
Let your growth be your growth.
Don't like, it's too many times, and we know about this because we got friends that we done dealt with that literally loves to parade over whatever it is that they got going on. But you gotta let your growth be your growth. If you decide that you want to go on a diet and you don't want to do certain things, that is for you. If you decide that you don't want to drink no more, that is for you. Okay. If you decide you don't want to smoke no more, that is for you. Don't make nobody feel bad for what they're doing, because you don't know why they're doing what they're doing. You don't know what they're coping with. You don't know what they've been through.
Okay.
You don't know what their journey is. And just let people be them. Let's get to a place where we just stop judging and start loving. Okay?
Period.
I ain't asking for too much. I just want us all to get along.
That's it.
The only thing you want to leave for the people?
No, I just left mine.
All right, cool. So if you like this episode and you want to see more like it, remember to like, share, and subscribe. Remember to like, share, and subscribe.
And for me, remember to comment, because I like to read what you have to say.
That way. Don't play music?
Bye! No, I'm not.
We ain't got it. It's just us. And hey, if you would like to work with us, work for us, or however you want to put it, then hit our email, newgrindempire@gmail.com. Okay? Deuces.
If you like this episode and want to see more just like it, remember to like, share, and subscribe. Like, share, and subscribe. Also, leave us a comment. We'll be sure to get back with you as soon as possible. See you next time on Meaningful Discussions.